This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will point out that this economy runs on your back. And so we begin today with data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, in which we learn that despite some signs of weakness economy-wise, consumer belt tightening just might be over with. The New York Fed says household debt rose at the end of last year at its fastest rate since before the Great Recession. We are borrowing more. Now, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is a whole nother question. Marketplace's Adrian Hill gets us going.
Look at it one way, and rising consumer debt is a really good sign.
Folks are starting to kind of get out of their shell or feel a little bit more comfortable, you know, spending again.
Jordan Levine is an economist at Beacon Economics. The fact that we're borrowing more for cars, student loans, credit card purchases,
it really does show that this, you know, recovery isn't just a one-trick pony, if you will.
This is a multiple-trick pony.
Exactly.
But Barry Bosworth at the Brookings Institution says some of these tricks are more promising than others. An increase in auto loans, that's a good one.
It's consistent with the view of consumers are getting more confident about economic recovery and are more willing to go out and make durable good purchases.
But the $1-plus trillion in student loan debt, not so good.
I think the bad news in it is this growing reliance on student debt and the burden that that's placing on a lot of young people.
There's another question we've got to ask to get a sense of the goodness or badness of these debt numbers.
Who is actually borrowing and for what reason?
Atif Mia is an economics professor at Princeton and co-author of the forthcoming book, House of Debt.
We are seeing higher rates of growth in the subprime areas.
Mia says the problem is that a lot of these people aren't seeing their income go up, which means some of this debt growth isn't sustainable, isn't repeatable, at least in the long run. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.